It's time for another Y-95 traffic stop with Constable Greg Bully of the Yarmouth RCMP joining us today. How's it going today, Greg? A lot nicer than it was yesterday, but we definitely needed that rain.
Yeah, oh, fantastic. I've never been happier to see rain. It could have kept raining for a few more days. I'd be very happy for my well and everybody else, I'm sure, in the Tri-Counties. But I'm also very happy for my Toronto Blue Jays these days. I'm a big Blue Jays fan, so like a lot of people, I was pretty stressed the other night watching that Game 7.
Oh, we all were. You know, I still remember back in the day with Bautista and Donaldson back then cheering them on. So to see them hit the World Series, that is huge. Seeing all the videos of all the people in Toronto cheering away, it reminded me of when the Raptors won their championship in 2019. I was still in Toronto at the time, and oh my God.
Yeah, now I'm saying my age. I was a young teenager when they won the World Series back in the 90s, so it was bringing back memories of that. So hopefully we can cheer them on and beat those nasty LA Dodgers.
Go Jays, go.
Yeah.
Now, of course, talking traffic laws, one of my friends here, Candace, she hadn't run in with someone going down the wrong way down Vancouver Street. Now, where that horse is, you know, sometimes it's a bit difficult to, if you want to go down to Water Street, some people might take a quick little detour, 6 o'clock in the morning, no one's around, right? And that's obviously illegal.
Yeah, no, it's not much to say about that. You have to drive, you know, we're not in Europe. We drive to the right of the yellow line here. And you have to, it doesn't matter if it's a quick shortcut or what have you, you got to stay to the right lane. And obviously, if you're caught driving down the wrong side of the road on a two-way street, you could face a fine of $237 for doing that. So it's an expensive shortcut if you want, and not, you know, let alone if somebody comes around a corner or something, you're on the wrong side of the road. You know, just we all, you know, have been driving, we pass a driver's test, we know to drive on the right side. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Exactly, and especially that intersection itself, you can go down the street just a little, then pop a U-turn where it's appropriate, and you're there. You know, you're shaving off mere seconds worth over $200 if you get that ticket. And the same goes with going down the wrong way of a one-way. That could catch a hefty fine as well.
Yeah, it's if you're caught going the wrong way in a one-way, it's considered failing to obey a traffic sign, which would be the one-way sign, and that's a fine of $180. So it's another ticket nobody wants. Doesn't matter how much it is, nobody wants to get a ticket. So just to try and obey all, not just speed limits, but posted signs of one-ways and drive on the right there.
And on the topic, last time we'll touch on it for today anyway, when driving down the highway, this one always drives me nuts. You get that person right behind you tailgating you no matter how fast or slow you're going, and they'll pass you right on that double solid line. There was someone who did that with me a while ago, and they nearly hit a couple cars on the other end because it was that solid line on our side.
Yeah, exactly, right? So you know, if you pass on a double solid line, that's obviously a tickable offense. I don't have the amount right in front of me. I can't tell you that, but it is a fine to pass on a solid line. Even if it's broken on the other way and it's solid on yours, you know, it's there for a reason. It's not to pass. And also, you don't want to pass on the right as much as, for example, if somebody's sitting in the left lane and you want to go around them, pass them on the right, you can't do that. That's a $295 ticket if you pass somebody on the right, unfortunately. Or, for example, you come down on the Highway 103, and it comes up to Hard Scratch Road. It can be backed up there. Sometimes people just decide to pass all the cars on the shoulder there to make the right turn. Again, you can't be passing cars on the right. That's an expensive ticket you don't want.
And speaking of some very expensive tickets for rather simple things, license plate covers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With that, it's more of today. I'd like to, you know, we're trying to put the education out. It's not always about tickets, and sometimes about educating the public. And when you buy these license plate covers that are tinted, especially, they can say on them, you know, you can buy them in Canada, but they do say check your local laws. It is illegal to have a license plate cover over your license plate, removing the clarity of it. It has to be legible at all times. So by making it hard to read a license plate, for example, if somebody's impaired and somebody wants to call and report that impaired driver, but they can't read the license plate because it's dark and tinted, that's one of the main reasons why it's illegal. Along with, I've noticed a lot of plates here, no fault of the owner or the operator of the vehicle, but they are fading and peeling. I don't know if it's the weather or near the ocean, but the paint is fading them off. That is technically an offense because it's not legible, the plate. You can simply take those into Access Nova Scotia and just have them replaced. Just take the plate in that's deficient, and they'll give you a new plate that's all shiny, and you can clearly see the license plate.
Right. Keeping those license plate legible at all times is important for the case of identification, both for your own safety and everyone else's, in case anything else you would like to touch on today.
No, that's the main thing. The driving to the right is pretty self-explanatory, hopefully, to the general public. But the license plates, like I said, the covers, and also if you are driving, you notice your plate's peeling or fading, like I said, no fault of your own, just take them in to Access Nova Scotia. It's a quick swap, and then you're good to go. Like I said, if you're driving, you want to report an impaired driver or somebody that's driving aggressively or whatever the case may be, one of our first questions is going to be, can you identify the driver and what's the license plate, make and model of the car? It makes it a lot easier for us if we know the license plate to pinpoint the vehicle that we're looking for.